The gunshot was quick. The decision that followed lasted 33 years. Police arrived to a man down and a neighborhood already whispering answers. They needed a shooter. They needed a name. They needed it fast. Within hours, focus locked onto one man and the case stopped moving. Evidence that did not fit was pushed aside. Doubts were buried under paperwork and procedure. The courtroom would later call it certainty. The prison system would call it final. For decades, Daniel Saldana lived inside concrete and routine while the truth stayed silent. Files gathered dust, witness memories faded. Every appeal met the same wall. Then, in 2023, a man stepped forward and said the words, "The system was never built to hear." I did it. What followed exposed more than a wrongful conviction. It exposed how easily justice can choose speed over accuracy, and how hard it is to admit failure once a cell door closes. Chapter 1. Setup and stakes. The call came in late at night. A shooting. One victim down. Officers moved fast, lights cutting through dark streets, radios crackling with partial information. Daniel Saldana was dead. The scene was loud before it was processed. Neighbors stood back. Sirens echoed. Someone said they heard an argument. Someone else said they saw a man running. No one agreed on details, but everyone agreed on urgency. Investigators faced pressure from the first minute. A homicide without a suspect never stays quiet for long. Command wanted progress. The community wanted answers. The department wanted control of the narrative. Within hours, attention narrowed to one man. He lived nearby. He fit a rough description that shifted with each retelling. He was known to police. That was enough to move him from person of interest to suspect, without a pause to slow the process down. The interrogation room did what interrogation rooms often do. It isolated. It repeated. It applied weight until resistance bent. Statements were taken. Timelines were shaped. Uncertainty was treated as guilt that had not finished forming yet. Physical evidence was thin. No weapon was recovered that tied cleanly to the suspect. Forensic results were incomplete or inconclusive. Instead of forcing the investigation wider, those gaps were treated as temporary obstacles that would sort themselves out later. Later never came. Witness accounts changed, but the case file did not. Once a theory locked in, everything else was filtered through it. Contradictions were reframed as confusion. Missing proof was explained away as street reality. The district attorney moved forward. The narrative was simple. It sounded solid. Jurors heard a story with edges sanded smooth. The defense pushed back, but resources were uneven. Requests for deeper testing and alternate leads were denied or delayed. The system did not slow down for doubt. Conviction followed. Sentencing followed. A man was sent away for a crime he did not commit. From the outside, the case looked closed. On paper, it was finished. Inside the system, the incentives all pointed in one direction. Finality mattered more than re-examination. Years later, files would show early warnings. Notes that suggested uncertainty, leads that were never followed. None of it rose high enough to force action at the time. The system had moved on. And with that, the clock started on 33 years of incarceration, built on a foundation that was never stable to begin with. Chapter 2. Escalation and reversal. Prison time does not move in years. It moves in routines. Count Chow Yard lockdown repeat. The man convicted of killing Daniel Saldana entered the system young enough to believe appeals meant something. Lawyers talked about timelines. Motions were filed. Each one promised review. Each one ended the same way. Denied. The first years passed with the confidence that mistakes get corrected. Evidence would be rechecked. Witnesses would be reconsidered. Someone would notice what had been missed. That belief wore down faster than the concrete floors. Inside the file were cracks that never widened. Conflicting witness statements. Unanswered questions about the weapon. A timeline that only worked if certain assumptions were never challenged. Each appeal raised the same issues. Each response treated them as settled. Courts leaned on procedure. Deadlines mattered more than doubt. Once a conviction stands, the burden shifts. Proving innocence becomes harder than proving guilt ever was. Years turned into decades. The man aged behind bars while the case stayed frozen in time. Evidence degraded, memories blurred, witnesses moved or died. The cost of reopening the case grew heavier with every passing year. Prison offered no space for hope. Only endurance. Outside, the world changed. Forensic science advanced, standards tightened, Practices once accepted were now questioned, but older cases sat behind walls built from final judgments and institutional reluctance. The system protects its outcomes. Advocates eventually noticed the case, not because the system flagged it, but because patterns repeat. A thin case, a fast arrest, no physical evidence tying the suspect directly to the shooting. The same markers appeared again and again in wrongful conviction reviews. Requests were filed, records were pulled, resistance followed. Police agencies defended their work. Prosecutors stood by the conviction. No one wanted ownership of a mistake that spanned generations of staff. Responsibility diffused across time until it belonged to no one. Inside prison, the man learned restraint. Anger did nothing. Expectation hurt more. He focused on surviving days without believing tomorrow would change. Every denial landed the same way, a short letter, legal language, final. At some point, the case stopped being about innocence and became about survival, how to live inside a place built to erase the future. The reversal did not come from the system correcting itself. It came from outside pressure and persistence. Files were re-examined with fresh eyes. Old assumptions were questioned instead of protected. Inconsistencies that once felt small began to stack up when viewed together. What had once been dismissed as noise now looked like pattern. Still, nothing moved fast. The system does not like reopening wounds. Each reconsideration implies failure. Each failure risks credibility. Delay is easier than admission. Then something shifted. Information surfaced that could not be explained away by age or procedural barriers. A lead that did not depend on fading memory or lost evidence. A voice that did not come from the defense or an advocate. It came from the wrong direction. Rumors circulated quietly before anyone put them on record. Whispers that the wrong man had been punished, that the truth had been living somewhere else all along. Authorities resisted. They always do. Claims without formal structure are treated as instability, not opportunity. But the pressure built. The case entered a new phase. Not resolution, but vulnerability. For the first time in decades, the conviction no longer felt immovable. Not because the system wanted change, but because the ground underneath it had begun to crack. For the man inside, nothing changed at first. Prison teaches patience through disappointment. News arrives late or not at all. Hope is rationed. But something was happening beyond the walls. The system that had once rushed to judgment now moved slowly in fear of exposure. Every step was cautious. Every decision filtered through legal protection. The question was no longer whether mistakes had been made. The question was how many layers of denial stood between the truth and daylight. Chapter 3, Resolution and Aftermath. The confession did not arrive with drama. It arrived with paperwork. A man walked into the system and said he was responsible for the shooting that killed Daniel Saldana. He did not hedge. He did not speak in hypotheticals. He gave details that only the shooter would know. Investigators listened differently this time. The statement was documented, facts were checked, timelines were compared against records that had not been challenged in decades. What once looked settled began to unravel under direct admission. This was no appeal. This was not an argument over procedure. It was a confession. The system slowed down, not out of care, but out of caution. Every step carried risk now. A wrongful conviction is not just an error, it is an exposure. Prosecutors reviewed the case under modern standards. Evidence once considered adequate no longer met the threshold. Assumptions collapsed when measured against the confession. The narrative that had carried the conviction could not survive direct contradiction. The court moved. After 33 years, the conviction was overturned. The man walked out of prison older than the case itself. The world he entered no longer matched the one he left. Technology had reshaped daily life. Family ties had been stretched thin by time and distance. The cost of delay was permanent. Freedom arrived late. There was no ceremony, no apology that could cover decades. The system corrected the record but did not erase the damage. Years lost cannot be restored by legal language. Daniel Saldana remained dead. A family had lived with grief without justice. Another life had been consumed by punishment meant for someone else. The real shooter faced consequences at last. But accountability stopped short of full reckoning. Institutions acknowledged error in narrow terms. Responsibility remained abstract. Policies shifted quietly. No single person stood forward to claim the failure. That is how systems survive their mistakes. Compensation discussions followed. Statements were issued. The language was careful. No admission beyond what was required. Closure was framed as resolution, even though nothing about the outcome felt complete. For the exonerated man, adjustment replaced survival. Simple choices carried weight. Noise felt unfamiliar. Time moved too fast now. Prison teaches stillness. Freedom demands movement. The case became a headline, then a lesson, then a statistic. Wrongful conviction. 33 years lost. Confession in 2023. But numbers flatten what happened. They do not show how certainty formed too early, how doubt was treated as inconvenience, how speed replaced accuracy, how finality became protection. The system did not fail once. It failed repeatedly, quietly, and with confidence. This case did not end because the system corrected itself. It ended because truth arrived from outside its design. That is the cost. Justice delayed did not just harm one man. It exposed a structure more concerned with defending outcomes than correcting them. The record now reflects the truth. The damage remains. Final line. The door finally opened, but the years behind it stayed closed forever.